Magic lamp? Wonder what happens when I rub it.
You have awakened me. I shall grant you 3 wishes.
My first wish is for economic development. My second wish is to save hours of travel time. And my third wish is to create safer roads.
You could have just wished for bus rapid transit and gotten all these things with one wish.
Make all your transit wishes come true. Learn more about bus rapid transit at indigo.net/bus-rapid-transit.
Mike Braun, the Republican nominee for governor, winning the primary. Victoria Spartz winning her primary after saying she wasn't going to run, then getting back in the race. Chuck Goodrich in a close second. Jefferson Shreve pulling it out in the sixth district. Why is that difficult for me? Against Mike Speedy and Jameson Carrier. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. Braun versus McCormick versus Rainwater. And I will state for the record, because I don't lie and I don't pretend I didn't say what I said, I have real issues with Mike Braun's record, with statements he has made. And I have said I do not know how I support him in a run for governor. I also deal with my reality. Jennifer McCormick has put out absolutely nothing that makes you think she has an idea for how to grow a state and build better opportunities. If it isn't abortion, there is no other subject. Even for her, education seems to be a secondary topic. I have no doubt that Indiana being Indiana, the North and the South being far different than Central Indiana, that Braun has clear advantage and a clear path to a victory. But I'm going to discuss the issues that I have, and I'll discuss them with him. I'll discuss it on air without any level of fear. Outside of Indianapolis, or outside of Indiana, you have the classified documents case against Donald Trump being postponed indefinitely. U.S. District Court Judge Eileen Cannon saying that the finalization of a trial date at this juncture, before the resolution of all these interconnected pretrial issues, would be imprudent and inconsistent with the court's duty to fully and fairly consider the various pending pretrial motions before the court. Therefore, the court vacates the current May 20th, 2024 trial date to be reset by separate order following resolution of the matters before the court. Everything that the left has put in front of Trump, every indictment that was clearly political, every single one, falling apart, which is why they're paying so close attention to the whole Stormy Daniels trial, the hush money trial. It's the only thing they've got. It's the only thing that they can like build a story around. Everything else is a disaster. And the socialist of Indianapolis and the city council there, Jesse Brown, wants you to know that Joe Biden is facilitating genocide with his racist remarks. I assume that the racist remarks that Jesse Brown is discussing or claiming are these remarks right here.
Requires our continued vigilance and outspokenness. That hatred was brought to life on October 7th in 2023. On the sacred Jewish holiday, the terrorist group Hamas unleashed the deadliest day of the Jewish people since the Holocaust.
I guess that's facilitating genocide and racist. Honestly, I have no words for the Indianapolis City County Council. It's your problem. You're going to have to deal with it as you do. Oh, you know where I am, but this is all you guys. All you. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
And then the follow on that was, you asked these students, have you actually participated in these demonstrations on campus? And what did you find?
Exactly, yeah. 92% have not participated in those protests. It's only been everything that we've seen on the screens in the last few weeks. That's about 8% of college students. And so very, very, very slim minority. But of those who have not protested, which again is 92% or so, 4-1 or so are favorable, are sympathetic to the Palestinian cause.
So it's a good and a bad. The vast majority of college students aren't engaged in any of this nonsense. But if you favor what they claim is a pro-Palestinian side, I have many, many questions about what you think pro-Palestinian is. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Leave that to the side just for a moment. I've got two tickets to the Meekum Auction. It starts May 10th. That is the world-famous Meekum Auction. It comes to Indianapolis every year. That's where I got the 1996 Ford Bronco. Fixing some steering thing. It wasn't a problem at first. It became a problem. So, you know, these things. I bought a car that's 30 years old, people. These things are going to happen. Now I'm going to get it fixed. But your deal is waiting for you. Two tickets to the fourth caller, 317-239-9393. That is the number, 317-239-9393. Two tickets to the Meekum Auction, Meekum.com. Go make that happen right now. Enough with the ridiculous stuff. We got to be focused on what's going on college campuses. We got to be focused on what's going on in primaries. Nah. We need to ask the more important question. When you cut your sandwich, do you do a straight cut, a diagonal cut, or a Y cut? Turns out there's a thing that you didn't know was a thing, that I didn't know was a thing, and I still don't know if it's a thing, called the Y cut. So basically, it is taking a sandwich and cutting it into thirds. It's not, you know, straight, but you take the flat part of the sandwich and you cut from the midpoint down. And then right where the bread starts, you know, curving on both sides, you cut from there to that midpoint, and you cut a Y. And now you've got like three sandwiches. And the question is that the way you cut a sandwich, or have we all just way too much free time? I'm looking at a picture. It's not it's not crazy. But, like, is that what you want out of a sandwich? Like, I want to hold it in my hand. I want to feel it. And I want to slowly, like, you know, chop the wood, slowly make it disappear. I feel like I've accomplished something. This, the Y cut, makes me think that it's finger food. And when it's finger food, it's mindless. You know, pop, 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 pop. Next thing you know, you've had, like, four sandwiches. These are the questions that keep me up at night. Straight cut, diagonal, or Y? Now, in a choice between the straight cut and the diagonal, I think it depends on the sandwich. If it is, for example, a turkey sandwich, diagonal. If it's peanut butter and jelly, straight. And you say to me, Tony, that makes no sense and could possibly mean you're a serial killer. I'm not saying no. I'm not a serial killer, people, honestly. Who has the time? But it is how I do it. Oh, absolutely how I do it. If it's like a turkey club or something like that, I would do that on the diagonal. Peanut butter and jelly, I would do straight. Larry wants to know on X if the Y cut is anything like a Brazilian. No, No. That's a completely different thing. Justin leaves the sandwiches whole. He doesn't cut them like a rational adult male. Well played. I think it depends on the sandwich. And I also think it depends. I think it's an age thing. As I've gotten older, like even with my burger, I will cut the burger in half. I will cut the burger in half. Now, it's me. I'm not even eating the bread. I know I'm a terrible human being. It's so sad. I don't eat the bread. I haven't for years. I just can't. I know. It makes me weak. I get it. But if I do eat the bread, I cut the burger in half. That's too much stuff. And things are leaking out, and I just don't want it all to leak out. So I cut it in half. It's a little more manageable. And I'm telling you right now, if I ever run for political office, you will never catch me eating a hot dog. So help me God, you will never catch me eating a hot dog. I'll do it with a knife and fork, and I'll deal with the haters, but you're never getting the photo. Never! Someone is going to play this video back from, or this audio back from me one day. That's going to happen. I leave it to you on the cut of the sandwiches right there. I make the subject a little more serious. Found the story, read it twice. This is about how the 1%, meaning people with money, are taking a look at where America is right now. They're taking a look at levels of panic. They're taking a look at problems, and they're saying, we need to be prepared. So this is an interview with a guy by the name of Bill Rigdon. He's the CEO of Building Consensus. They build security, building security. And he finds himself very busy in the creation of safe rooms, panic rooms. People are looking at this election. People are scared. Scared. Now, first, buy guns, buy ammo, get trained. I never stop saying it. I won't apologize for it. Are we somehow thinking that we're on the brink of the purge? Does everybody think that everything has gotten so out of hand, that everybody is so incredibly nutty, that we're just going to see that level of mayhem on the streets? And in our streets, not just in the streets of New York, but the streets of Greenwood, the streets of Greenfield, in Carmel, in Avon. Is this what we're going to see? You see people preparing and you're like, is that a bit of overkill? Is that a dangerous way to think? Or are they looking at the world like you're looking at the world and saying it's going to get ugly before it gets better? And if that's the case, what does one do about that? What are we adding to? What are we trying to pull away from? What institutions are we continuing to help build up that are pushing for problems that we, the people, are going to deal with later? If that is the case, how do we stop that? Are we building towards the purge? And the other side of that coin is people are discussing how to cut a sandwich. Not everything is this super heavy thing. But that story was interesting to me. And does that increase if the madness that we see in New York moves to Newcastle, right? Does it, if it hits us in the suburbs, if it hits us in the rural? I mean, we don't really see it even too much in Indianapolis. But if the nights of rioting we had here, and by the way, where was Joe Hogsett for those nights of rioting? If that were to happen on a regular, does that change how you do things? Is that what we have to have? Because we want to avoid that at all costs. The story is interesting to me. The people are looking at the nation and the world and saying, be prepared. And they're doing it with bunkers. Well, what do the rest of us do?
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
bad is it?
Don't sugarcoat it. Give it to me straight.
Want coffee?
I think I need some coffee.
Time to fill up on the news. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Dow futures right now down 70. NASDAQ futures down 100. Crude oil prices down a buck each. The West Texas is under $80 a barrel at 77, and Brent crude is at 82. These things were closer to 90 a week or so ago. The 10-year Treasury holding firm at about 4.48, but really in that 4.5 range, it came down a little bit. The 30-year fixed is unchanged with a national average of 7.35. That's what's happening there. Yet somehow we saw mortgage refinance demand up 5% because there was a dip in the mortgage rates. A dip that was down to 7.18 from 7.29. That's not much of a dip. But people will do anything to get a little bit of relief. And then there's the whole conversation of, do you actually refinance? Is there a value in this? Et cetera. Check with your financial professional. Do what you do. I've made mistakes in this regard. It's not the end of the world. Don't get yourself crazy about the thing. Applications for a mortgage to purchase a home up 2% for the week, but 17% lower than a year ago. I still have not had anybody tell me that prices are coming down. No one has discussed the idea of prices coming down at all. And I find that amazing that there's just no discussion of movement in that regard. I also find it amazing that there are still people on Wall Street who are expecting a rate cut. And what happens if they get it? What happens if they get a rate cut? Inflation beyond here to stay. And so now we look at these things as we've been discussing politically. Does Biden pressure Jerome Powell, chairman of the Federal Reserve, to bring about a rate cut to help him to say, look, everything's going so much better? You don't think that's possible? It's absolutely possible. Also in the news, the United States revoking some export licenses to sell chips to Huawei. These are the correct moves, and it's fascinating that we're seeing this from the Biden administration when they have so much awkwardness, like, for example, on the exports of liquid natural gas, which, why would you stop the exports of liquid natural gas? It's insane. There's just no rationality behind it at all, the radicalness of ideology. Yet somehow it does actually have a shoreline. A commerce spokesperson saying, as part of this process, as we've done in the past, we sometimes revoke export licenses, but we can confirm that we have revoked certain licenses for exports to Huawei. This is the Chinese company, which is to say communist Chinese-owned company. Huawei is looking to gain full control of 5G, controlling the protocols for the Internet of Things. This would be a massive problem for the United States and for the world, and countries like the UK and I believe Canada, for as awful as Canada is under Justin Trudeau, they will not be working with Huawei. And the more that we do to make life difficult for Huawei, which is spelled H-U-A-W-E-I, the more we make it difficult for Chinese technology companies and for China as a whole, the better off we will be. No, you don't get to supply chips to Huawei. And no, communist entities cannot own land in the United States. This is a war, whether you like it or not, and there are rules, and sometimes you're just going to have to say, all right, that's not our market. Which is why we have to be looking at the Apples of the world saying, why are you still building there? You have to starve these people out economically. And they can't be trusted. Just like we have to stop paying the debt we owe them and say, we've paid it through your stealing and giving us COVID. We don't owe you a dime. We have to change the game. You say to me, but the full faith and credit of the United States, that applies to cheaters? That applies to cheaters? Liars? Frauds? Thieves? Nah, I don't think so. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Trying to figure out what this is the theme to.
Dynasty.
Is it okay? I could have gone with Falcon's Crest. It seems that producer Carl likes to end the show with obscure television theme songs, which is what's missing from TV today. No themes. They're just you jump right into it. There's no time for a theme song, and so you don't. This I like. We can keep this going. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Mike Braun winning the Republican nomination for governor. Victoria Spartz winning in the 5th district. Jefferson Shreve in the 6th. These were close races, and these people did not deliver when it comes to getting a plurality. As Mike on X pointed out, you also had a very low voter turnout. Boone County was 19.5%. So you had low voter turnout, and you had candidates not even getting over 50% of the low voter turnout. Man, that is ugly, and that is a lot of money that got spent. A lot of loot. It's what it takes to run for office. I'll tell you, in the governor's race, the thing that was most surprising is that absolutely nobody went for the throat. I'm not talking about running ridiculous ads like we saw in the Spartz Goodrich campaign. Trying to make a clear delineation between themselves and Holcomb. Never mind themselves and other candidates.
More than 100 million wild animals are killed each year, illegally.
What just happened there? What's going on with the wild animals, Carl?
I heard dead air for a long time, and then I'm like, uh-oh.
Why did you hear dead air?
I heard dead air for like 9 seconds.
That's weird. That, I don't know, are the Russians after us again?
Maybe.
I hope not. My point was that nobody went for, this is what really makes me different. I mean, Suzanne Crouch with the whole, we're going to get rid of the income tax, that was an effort. But towards the end, she was saying, well, this is kind of what we already do. And we're already heading in that direction. So it didn't so much make her different. She pushed for it and then worked her way back from it. I don't know. I watched this election and said to myself, there's a lot to learn from this. There is a lot to learn from this race. A lot to learn about what these people did and how they acted. And ways to ensure that if you ever run for office, don't do it like this. You must have a stand. You must have a position. And you can't be afraid of it. You can't be like, well, people will kind of know I mean this and not say the words. That dog won't hunt. It simply doesn't work. But in a general, have no fear that the Democratic Party will screw it up. I mean, they're already out with the ads. You can't vote for extreme Mike Braun. Mike Braun thinks that interracial marriage should be left to the states. I saw that one yesterday. I was like, oh, this is going to be glorious. Mike Braun was in a conversation where he was discussing states' rights, and the question was something like interracial marriage, should that be brought to the states? And his argument was, well, if you follow the theory that states have rights, well, then yes. Oh, Lord. I mean, this is a problem with Braun in that he doesn't well work, I think, on his feet in these kinds of televised interviews. He doesn't say, well, that's a ridiculous question. Abortion is a state's rights issue. This is the argument that I have made for forever. If you want to go about actually arguing that somehow a black man marrying a white woman or a white man marrying a black woman should be left up to the states when we're having a conversation about something that is federal, well, then you're nutty, but go have a good time with that. I'm not getting anywhere near that, which is why I oppose the Obergefell decision. This is me talking personally. Because they created the right to same-sex marriage out of whole cloth in the Supreme Court. When it was already winning in the states, go pass legislation and allow it and allow the tax benefits and everything else. Makes perfect sense to me. That's how you engage. That's how you answer. That's how you show yourself as rational and the question is madness. That's not where Braun lives and breathes. But this is the stuff that the Democrats are going to hit him with. Not the border, not inflation, not the economy. This, as I said, don't worry. The Democrats can screw this up. They already are. I'll catch you guys at noon. Matt Bear has traffic.
Northwest side, crash in 865. It's blocking the right shoulder. It's an overturned vehicle. Traffic stop and go beyond 86th Street. Inbound 69 stop and go from 106 down to 465. East side starting to slow a little bit again in that southbound 465 construction zone, so it's tight from Penn Pike down to I-70. Northbound 65 stop and go traffic from Keystone Avenue past Raymond Street. And on the southeast side, it is westbound 465. That slows from 74 to Arlington Avenue. A little bit of a drag on southbound 31 in Carmel from 116th to 111th. Traffic's sponsored by Sullivan Hardware and Garden this week at Sullivan Hardware and Garden. Get 30% off patio furniture, wicker, Merlin Gardens poly, gas, aluminum, teak, and more. I'm Matt Bear with Traffic on the Fives. Follow us at WIBC Traffic.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.